You may be seated. Praise the Lord. God is good. He's always on our side. Thank you, Jesus. Let's go to Genesis 12:1. Were we able to go out there or are we still not? Okay, well, that's okay because this might be a time not to. Thank you, Jesus. The audio's on. Okay, so that means I can make faces. All right, praise the Lord. So I've been reading Genesis 12:1 over and over in Spanish. But I'm not real good yet. Deb was laughing at me. And she gets in there. I'm like, but by Sunday, I'm believing I'm going to be able to do it. Okay. Now, but let's read it in English tonight. Our tongues or something. Now, church, listen to me. This is real important tonight. What I'm about to talk to you about is a level up. We're going to, now, most everything I'm going to say to you, when I look around here, most of you have a revelation of this. But I'm telling you, God's calling us to a higher place in this. So if you're going to have to catch what I'm telling you. And I've prayed and believe I can be as clear as possible about this. Now the Lord said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred, from thy father's house into a land that I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and I will make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curses thee, and in thee all families of the earth shall be blessed. Now, this is real familiar to us, right? This is when God conferred the blessing on Abram. Okay, I need to go slow and just make sure everybody get all this. Now, on Sunday, this past Sunday, before I started preaching, when I stepped up there, remember the word of the Lord came in rhyme? Y'all remember that? Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to read it to you. I am calling on you to enter into a new port. I'm calling on you to enter into a new place. I'm calling on you to enter to come up and bring my face. I'm calling on you to bring justice into the land. So speak words that I will give you, and you will see my hand. I will move out and move forward and change things inside and out. You can count on me, have no doubt. I will illustrate this to you by giving you a sign. Be ready, it's upon you, and it's concerning the number 9. Okay, now, so you all remember that. Now, so what I do is, some prophecies I'll go, well, that's good, praise the Lord, I see that. This one drew me in, and I started working on it. And then when we got to Monday morning, when the thermostats gathered online together, we began to pray into it. Y'all know what I mean by that? We start praying about it. And when we started all praying about it, the Lord began to open up what this meant, and it's really, really neat. So there's a new call to a new place in the Spirit. So when you see a new port, that doesn't mean we're going to, you know, move to Galveston. Might not be too bad, but we're not. But it, spiritually, we're moving into a new place. Now, if I'm moving into a new place and the thermostats are moving into a new place, then you're moving into a new place, right?
Right.
Amen, because what's on the head goes on the body. And so it was given to you publicly. So I want you to think about these things. Now, he said this. He said, there's a new call to a new place in the Spirit. There's a new call to bring his face. Now, when we were praying that, my Bible, I looked down at my Bible, and my Bible was open, and I had a note in there that said face, and out beside face, it said the blessing. And I went, yeah, the Lord make his face shine upon you. The Lord bless you, keep you, make his face shine upon you. So when the face of God, that's the blessing, okay. And so we picked that up on there. Are you going with me?
Yeah.
So then there was a call to bring justice to the land. Walk with me. speak the blessing, and then he said we would see his hand. In other words, there would be a reward for obeying and bringing the blessing and speaking the blessing. So if we accept the call, if we will all accept the call to come up into a new place with God, and we will accept the call to confer the blessing as he shows us where and how, then his hand is going to be open to us.
Yeah.
Okay? This is the way God does things. Now, you'll get a bigger picture here when I talk to you about this in just a moment. But, so now, I'm calling on you to enter a new port. I'm calling on you to enter to a new place. I'm calling on you to come up and bring my face. I'm calling on you to bring justice into the land. So speak words that I will give you, and you will see my hand. I will move out and move forward and change things inside out, and you can count on me, have no doubt. Now think about this. I saw this early this morning. How much does that look like this? Now the Lord said to Abram, get out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house into a land that I will show you. Go to a new place, and I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, make you a blessing. I will bless them that bless you, and curse those that curse you, and then all the families of theirs will be blessed. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
It's a call to go to a new place, only for us, it's a call to go to a higher place.
Right, right.
You're gonna have to get into the rhythm with this. This is not just a cute sermon to go home with. You're being called to step up. Okay, now, so God is asking us to minister on a new level of the anointing, and he's going to reward us with great provision. Now, I'm not just saying that. That's what the prophetic word said. I'll have my hand open to you. Now, he did that very thing with Abram. He got called out, and then God opened his hand. Did he?
Yeah.
Okay, y'all know what happened with Abram. Now, I know we're real excited about the number 9, but we're not going to look at that tonight. Listen, ow! But I can tell you this. If you just go out and look at mathology, 9, everything from 1, I can't even start on it, but everything from 1 to 9 added together, the sum of it equals 9. 9 is a very unusual number, and according to the Hebrews, 9 is the signature of God. But we'll get there. We'll talk about that, but I've got to find a way to not get it over our heads. But if you want to go out and look on YouTube, go look for the number 9 and see what it says. It's amazing. It's a code. It's a signature. And it means the signature of God, Hashem. There's a lot of stuff involved. I don't have time for that tonight. But what I want to do then is look at the blessing. And so, God called Abram out of Ur. He conferred the blessing on him. This blessing would be used to dispense good to others, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, now, just in case somebody doesn't know this, the blessing is not the prayer you say at a meal. The blessing is the empowerment to prosper. He put it on Adam. When he said he blessed mankind, he wasn't saying, now you do good and be happy. No, he's conferring. He's saying, I put the power to prosper on you. Am I right?
Yeah.
Now we know this is true, and you can go through the scriptures and find a lot of stuff about this. So, praise the Lord. So, the blessing is an anointing. Now, just for, in case somebody doesn't know, what's the anointing? What's the anointing? When you think about the anointing, like oil, it gets smeared on you and it sticks. The Spirit of God is the anointing on you. And so, you have the Spirit of God in you, but the anointed one, you know, when you get anointed, you've got something on you. We anoint ourselves with perfume and all that kind of stuff. But so understand that there is a blessing on you. Now you're like, we know this, Pastor. Yeah, but you don't know who here may not know this.
Right.
They need to understand. They've got to get a revelation of this if they're going to work in it.
Mm-hmm.
So, we are empowered to prosper. So the question that some new person might have today, and just so you can help them, they're saying, well, do we really have the blessing on us as new believers? Well, we can answer that with Galatians 3:13. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of who? Of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles. That's us. We're the nations. We're the goy. They call us goy. The Jews do. But so might receive that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. So because we believed in Jesus through faith and Jesus hung on the tree, paid the price, we don't have the curse. We have the blessing. So the same blessing that's on Father Abraham is on Joy. It's on Randy. It's on everybody in here. It's on Amanda and Amanda. Mm-hmm. Two Amandas. It's on everyone in here. It can work. You can work it. Amen. So you're wearing that. If you're saved, you're blessed. Now, so we are blessed according to that word to be a blessing. Right. That's the commission. Yep. Church, understand. If Adam had not sinned, the blessing would have been the gospel.
Amen.
Yeah.
If Adam hadn't sinned, God would have said, Adam and Eve, multiply, be fruitful, do all that you do, keep blessing, keep multiplying, and we'll go out through the Milky Way and all into the universe. We'll get the whole planet in the Garden of Eden. That's what would have happened if sin hadn't entered in. But it did. We lost it. But notice that even the patriarchs, God came back and put the blessing on them. He didn't leave them out.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so today we are blessed and we're blessed to be a blessing. Mm-hmm. Now, so how can we dispense good to others? Well, we allow the gifts of the Spirit to work. We allow the fruits of the Spirit to work. We can be examples. And we can dispense material goods to people. We can do all these kind of things. Heaven is all about dispensing good. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
The garden was all about dispensing good. The Garden of Eden, that means voluptuous living. Mm-hmm. They were living good, y'all.
Yeah.
Okay. So, and then, of course, we know that Jesus was all about dispensing good because the Bible said that Jesus went about doing good, healing all who were oppressed of the devil. So he's coming back and doing good.
Yeah, right.
So God wants us to do good. And in order for us to do good, we gotta have some good. And so he gave us the blessing. But now he's pushing us up another level with the blessing. So you better get ready because you're going to be responsible for some stuff. Now, I want to look a little further into what Abraham had because I believe it'll help you. The call of Abraham consists of a command and a promise. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Did you see that? I want you to go to this land and then I'm going to give you this stuff.
Yeah.
Okay? So, now it's the same thing he's saying to us right now. I want you to go to this level that I'm calling you to. You need to take this personal.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, okay, so the command is to, now listen, leave the place of his old and fond associations for a land which had not yet been seen, and he did not know it. Okay? So, three ties are to be severed in that, in complying with the command. His country, in the widest range of his affections, the place that he loved, his place of birth, and the kindred comes closer to his heart, and then his father's house in the inmost circle of his tender emotions. So he's saying, this would be like he's saying, man, I gotta leave Texas. That'd be hard right there. But then he's saying, and I gotta live, you know, I'm leaving the farm, and then I'm gonna have to leave mom and them. Right?
Yeah.
That's tough. That's tough on a person. It could be. Unless you know, and you know how to be obedient, you're walking in God. But this is what happened to him. So, all of these are to be resigned, However, not without reason. The reason may not be entirely obvious to Abram, okay?
Yeah.
All of what I'm telling you may not be entirely obvious to you, but it's going to be. Mm-hmm. It's going to be. Are y'all here?
Yes.
But he has entire faith in the reasonableness, if I can call it that, of God.
Yeah.
He's going, no, God knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
No, God is going to do this. God knows what he's doing. Are you walking with me? So the promise then corresponds to the command. I am calling you to do this, and I will do this.
Uh-huh.
All right?
Okay.
Now, so if he's to lose much by leaving, he will also gain in going.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So now the promise contains a lower and a higher blessing. The lower blessing has three parts. Just relax. Don't try to go, I'm going to write all this down. Just relax and you can go back and listen to it. First, I will make of thee a great nation. Now, this will compensate for the loss of leaving Texas. I mean, I'd want to leave That just, okay, anyway. But the nation he lived in was just full of idolatry and the reaping of it. It was a mess. He lived in, you know, the moon gods and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to a new place and he's going to be blessed with something greater. Okay. So he's actually escaping the influence of something he doesn't need. Come on.
Yeah.
All right. Now, so secondly, it said, and bless thee. So the place of his birth and his kindred, that's the scene of all his past earthly joys. He grew up there. I remember when Mom and them did that, and we always went down to Canyon Lake and went down to the river, and we had Easter out there, and we had our little dresses on, and Papa would come down there and fish, and you see, I have all these memories, you know, and they're warm to me. I'd go to Mamaw's house every Saturday morning, my grandmother, you know. Y'all had those kind of memories.
Yeah.
I did this and that with Mom and Dad, and, you know. So the place where he did that, it's not going to leave in here, but the place where he did that, he had to go. Okay. So I think about most of us in here can already relate to all this because we all came from somewhere else. Okay. Now, so, but it said that the Lord would make up the loss to him in a pure and safer scene of temporal prosperity. In other words, it's going to be better. It's going to be better than where you were. All right. And then thirdly, and make thy name great. Now, this is to compensate him for his father's house. He was to be a patriarch of a new house. He was. So it wasn't going to be Terah and him and da-da-da. It was going to be Father Abraham. So he's taken a brand new place from which he will facilitate a nation.
Right.
Are y'all with me?
Yeah.
So these new places that we walk into, we're able to pick up a blessing that make us much stronger than where we just came from.
Uh-huh.
Are you with me? You see that? So if we accept this call, things are going to get a lot better.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen. Mm-hmm. Get ready, get ready, get ready. So, the higher blessing then, we talked about the lower blessings, that's what we were doing here. And be thou a blessing. So, he answers the command, God's hand is out.
Yeah.
Now he's going to be a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
We're checker playing with the Father here.
Yeah.
Okay. You do this for me. Okay. Now, okay, now I'm going to do this for you.
Yeah.
And now you do this for me. So, what's happening now is that he's not merely the subject of the blessing, but he actually begins to bless others.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Okay?
Yeah.
All right. So the Lord here confers on Abram the delightful prerogative of dispensing good to others. Let's call it that. Hey, you get to do this. It's going to be fun. So you have just turned into a giver. See, I hope you're getting this. You better think on a higher level. Okay, now, so then, so why is it the higher blessing? Because Jesus said it's more blessed to give than to receive. That's why. Because you can't outgive God. Every time you bless, it comes back to you more and more. All of our fathers in the Lord, our preachers, they always give away all those expensive watches and they keep coming back to them. They keep coming back. That's an example I like when I think about it. What about, we heard the whole plane story on Prosper Increase Day. I hadn't even heard some of that. It was so cool to hear some of that. I'm talking about giving away some planes. I mean, he told the whole list of them. Like, there was over 30 of them, I think. He tells the whole thing, but they keep coming back to him. Point being, now we're talking about, but this isn't just financial. This is that you're prospering in your soul, that you're prospering in your emotions, that you're prospering in your anointing. Okay, now, so the next verse expands the higher element of the promise. I will bless them that bless thee. So now here comes something else. So you got to go. I'm going to bless you. Then I'm going to confer the blessing on you. And now here's what is next. The next thing that is going to happen is that I'm going to bless you. I'm going to bless those that will bless you. And I'm going to curse those that curse you. Yeah, that's what it said. So when the enemy came against him, devil or what may, he kept winning. He had to go to battle, but you know, now, isn't it interesting that last Sunday I gave an offering word about Abraham winning the battle? I didn't even know what I was doing. I just said, oh, the Lord wants me to talk about that, and I got it already and everything. And then here comes that prophecy that we got, and I'm like, look at God putting all this together. It's just amazing. So, I mean, he's so good at that, isn't he? So, here the Lord identifies the cause of Abram with his own. So he's saying, this is who I am. I'm the blesser. And I've got this anointing and this stuff. I've got this. Listen, prosperity is not just money, okay? Prosperity is taking the ability of God and blessing mankind. Right. So whatever ability, whatever anointing is on you, you take that and it'll prosper. All the way from paintings to guitars to finances to preaching to whatever. It all works. Business, finance, whatever it is. All of these things God gives you, he puts in you so that you can be a blessing. And because that's what God wants to do. Now, two things here. The blessing is going to deal with everyone he comes in contact with. Now, you better hear me right now. If they're good to him, they're blessed. The blessing is going to spill all over on them. On the other hand, if they're not good to him, it backfires on them. And whereas we always want to plead mercy on people, and that's a good thing, because we know we need to throw our stones down for sure. If somebody gets in your way with evil, Yeah, Pastor, what about all this that's happening in America? Well, I would say evil got in our way. And so we'll just step right out in this blessing that we've been empowered with to go higher. Now, you understand, I'm not wishing bad on people, but the devil that bothers them needs to go. And if they're going to stick with that devil, they can go with him. Okay, now, and then there's this. And blessed in thee shall be all the families of the ground. Somebody in here is going to like that. See, the ground was cursed for the sake of Adam, who fell by transgression. But now, ground, again, will participate in the blessing. So when you go home, pick some dirt up and say, this ground is blessed. I live here and no evil shall befall it. This is my Eden, and you're not, you go, but something did happen. Now, wait a minute. God saved. God protected. And he's still doing it right now. Amen. Praise the Lord. You're like, well, why doesn't it rain? Well, time to apply the blessing. On a higher level. Rain, rain. In the name of Jesus, rain. It's raining. I declare it's raining. I declare it's raining. You want to know how we've helped that? It's hot. It's hot. How many people have said, I've had people walk in this door right here. Woo, it's hot. Woo, hi, y'all. Woo, it's hot. All of us have done it. I can't command a crop failure over all those words. I declare we start saying, cooling down, cooling down, cooling down. Jesus' name. I mean, if we don't do it, who's going to do it? Because we're the Abrahams.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Church. Do you believe that what you say matters? Then why are you saying some of the things you say? I'm trying to needle us right here.
Right.
I've been thinking about that myself. I've been thinking about, you need to watch your mouth, girl. We believe this stuff. It's real easy to leave today and go, oh, well, you know, and just keep on your emotional roll of what you think and what you say or not.
Come on.
Praise God.
I declare y'all are not sleepy in Jesus' name. Some of y'all are going. I know you've had a long day. All right, we'll finish up on this. Okay, so, wherever he goes, the land shall bring forth blessing. Wherever I go, the land will bring forth blessing. Wherever I go, the land will bring forth blessing. Are we going to be that, or are we just going to join? No, we're not. Well, y'all are just strange. Well, say what you want to. I'd rather be strange and get what I want. Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay. So, wherever we go, the land shall bring forth blessing. And what happens when it brings forth blessing? It helps other people. Now, right at the moment that God gave the promise, God bestowed the great on him, the nation, and the land upon him. It was his. So Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law so that the blessing might come upon us. When you receive Jesus, you receive the blessing. First, like God called Abraham to be a great nation, he calls you to be a great influence to the nations. Whatever you have to leave behind, he will recompense you to the greater. Now you're like, well, what am I leaving behind? Junk? The comfort zone? Got to go to a new level, so the comfort zone will be a little different. Remember, we're milk to meat people.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, okay. And so, you know, they're different. You may be called to pray. Well, we never prayed that way. Well, you may need to now. Well, we didn't do it that way. Well, we'll do it the way he says now. Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
So, but whatever you leave behind, you're going to be recompensed with greater. Now, second, we all love something about our roots and our families.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I have to tell you, I've gone all the way back to the 1100s because I want to know about my family. But God will give you a purer, richer life than anything that you've enjoyed before. All the things that were fun with our past can't even touch the great things that can happen right now in our future. Amen. So, see, church, you have to be a leader. You have to be the leader. You journey away into this new place. You're going to say, we're praying like this. I'm going to pray like this. I'm going to live like this. I'm going to answer God this way.
Yeah.
And then others follow you and they're blessed. We start saying things like, we're watching our words. And then after a while, other people go, you know what? That's right. Yeah, you know what? That is the Bible. They'll start following you. You know, we don't want to sell our birthright to gain acceptance from darkness.
Oh, that's good.
No, absolutely not. Because then we lose our blessing and the chance of the ones that are left behind. They won't be able to come in. We don't want to lose anybody. So, Pastor Deb, we were getting a hotel room to stay in. We're about to go somewhere, and she comes bouncing in. What's his name? Diego or somebody?
Duke
just received Jesus. I mean, everybody out on the lines getting saved with Deb. That's an influence. Just taking the time to stop and talk to them just a little bit, just to go ahead and use that anointing. Look, if you'll do that kind of stuff, an anointing will come on you. Am I right? It'll come on you to do it. You're like, I don't know about stuff. No, it will. The anointing will come on you to do it. What? Remember, whatever you put your hand to will prosper. God's going to back you up.
Yeah.
Business-wise, family-wise, whatever-wise. Amen. Are y'all getting where we're going here?
Yeah.
All right. So, you know, you love mom and them. You love granny and them. But you're going to be the patriarch. You're going to be the one to set a place, to set a, you did it.
Yeah.
So you can say, you know what? Your grandpa was great, but your grandchildren are going to say, yeah. Yeah, what are you going to be called? Do you have a name yet? You're probably too young to know. Mimi. Okay, so Gigi. Gigi really taught us da 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 da. Gigi did this. Gigi did, you know. I mean, think about that.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting enough, Deb's grandchildren didn't even name her Gigi. Toby did.
Yeah.
Isn't that sweet?
Yeah.
But, because Carter came first. But they're going to say, you know, Gigi really knew something about the Word. Uh-huh. How many stories have you heard where people said, my grandmother?
Oh, yeah.
My grandmother. We all have them. Well, you are that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you're going to be a greater influence.
Amen.
You're like, well, I'm not thinking about those days. Well, you might want to. Now, then the higher call. So you get into increase because you're a pipeline for dispensing good. Get into the increase. Go ahead and increase. Well, what do you mean? I mean increase financially. Well, I'm working 9 to 5. I don't have any other time to make any other money. No, I'm talking about the blessing.
Yeah.
There's a way.
Right.
There's a way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
In fact, there's a million ways. In fact, Brother Copeland got right in my face. No, or was it Bill? No, it was Brother Copeland on increase day. He got right in my face and said, God's got a million ways to make you a billionaire. And I was like, okay, that's pretty high level. Huh?
And you can only think of three.
Yeah, and he said, you can only think of three. That's about right. But God can do what he wants to do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now you can go, you know what, Pastor? This was real sweet and everything. I'm so glad you taught us this. Church, this is a prophetic call, meaning that you are being launched into something greater so that we can reach people because Jesus is coming.
Yes.
He's coming.
Oh.
Answer the call.
Yeah.
You know, we don't have much trouble about finances here. We're already see what the Word says.
Right.
It's good to be blessed.
Yeah, it is.
But just get out of that limit place.
Yeah.
You don't have to be limited. You don't have to just go, whatever these hands can do, that's as much as I can get. Oh, no. You're anointed with the blessing.
Amen.
Things can come to you that you haven't even thought of. I remember a story back a long time ago where some woman went out in the barn in their backyard and she found an old whiskey barrel and
yeah.
She pulled the lid off and it was totally filled with money.
Yeah.
Just things like that. People calling and saying, I need to pay my house off. Can you tell me the amount? And they said, you know what? We don't even have a note here on your house. God can do anything.
Amen.
He can do anything. Get into the great payoff. Amen. Praise the Lord. So answer that higher call. Now here's what I want you to see. God led Abram to Canaan. Okay? This was a land that he did not sow in. He hadn't sown in it yet. Okay? But he's going to reap in this land without even sowing in it. And then you need to get that. You need to get that right there. Okay? So now you're going to reap where you didn't sow and where you did sow. You're going to be like Isaac. Amen. That's Abraham's son, for anybody who doesn't know. Isaac, the Bible says he was in famine. The land looked kind of like it looks out here right now. And he sowed seed in the ground and it produced 100-fold.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And it says that, what did it say? We say it every time after prayer. What does it say? What did it say he did? Can anybody say it? Yeah, he waxed great, went forward, and grew until he became very great, increasing more and more, us and our children. It's not just about us. It's about the generations after us.
Yeah.
Yes.
A good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children.
Right.
Praise the Lord. So, nothing could stop it. I hope you get that. Nothing can stop it if you'll take it. You know, I've tried this before and get up again. Because God has blessed and Balak can't curse. We are blessed. Psalm 71:21 says, you shall increase my greatness and comfort me on every side. Just take that. Just take that. I'm going to be comforted. Because sometimes, you know, we're just toiling or emotionally toiling. Why don't you just take the comfort? Just go ahead and take the comfort. Well, I'm just upset. Well, just take the comfort.
Yeah.
The Holy Spirit is the comforter.
Yeah.
And not only is he the comforter, as in you feel good on the inside. Can I tell you a secret? When you start feeling good on the inside, things change on the outside. If you're a tornado in here and all blown up in here and messed up, that's why everything out and the people all around you can't respond to you. They can't do anything with you until you get self out of the center and put Christ in the center and get calm and get joy and live in that. And then you'll be an influence and people will start gathering up around you.
Praise God.
I'm preaching myself happy. Some of the translations here actually say that he wants to increase our honor. And that clears it up for me somewhat, but I like this because he's not looking for you to have fame or power as the world knows it. So I think the word that I'm going to use here is influence. It's the influence. The Lord wants to increase your influence. I'm going to take that right now. I receive an increase in my influence. Our ability to influence should be expanding. We should be able to influence people. Amen. You're like, I'm just retired and I'm just a little old person. And no, honey, listen to me. I met the Amazon lady at the fence and put my hand on her and consciously said, bless you. Ah, you just need to think like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Number one, be friendly.
Yeah.
Just be friendly. How are you doing? Bless you. Just a little warm bless you could start them down the trail. You're salt and light. And just that one little thing, how are you doing? I'm doing good. I'm in my prime. Just that one little thing could change someone's life. Why? Because you're anointed on a level that the world is not familiar with. All to the glory of God. And so now we're receiving an upgrade here. So allow the power to work in you and on you. That's your job. If you'll just get this as your job while you're doing that other stuff you do, you're going to start increasing.
Yeah.
So, I got to go to work today. Clock in, clock out, blah, 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 blah. No, that's just your assignment. But your job is to wear the blessing, wear the anointing. Move in it, give, flow. Have something to give to people. Have something to release to people.
Yeah.
Go look in the mirror and check out your face.
Yep. Yeah.
Maybe get happy and get that prune look off of there, you know. Get that jury duty look off there. Smile.
Amen.
Be a blessing. How you doing? Be like Joey. How you doing? You know, whatever. Well, maybe not. Praise the Lord. Okay. So, in the right way.
Yeah.
Okay. So, allow the blessing to do that. You'll be surprised what will come out of you if you allow the blessing to do it.
Yeah, yeah.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
So the question is then, you're going to minister by the Spirit, you're going to minister with finances, and you're going to be the salt and the light. That's what we're talking about here. You might just say, well, now how do I turn this thing on? Because I'm going to do this. I'm going to crank this up. Well, let me help you. This thing is faith-driven.
Mm.
It's just faith-driven.
Okay.
That's how you do it. Believe that God wants to bless you.
Yes.
Everybody say,
I believe
that God
wants to bless
me. I believe that
God
wants to bless somebody
through me.
See, that's not hard to believe. Because how can you bless somebody if you're not blessed? You can't give $20 if you don't have $20. You can't give $1,000 if you don't have $1,000. I'm sure we have 100% people in here right now that would like to give to Maui. And the Victory Channel, they've got a thing going where you can do relief and give.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't it be wonderful just to send a whole container over there? Wouldn't that be cool? Why not? What if we got to that place where we're doing stuff like that?
Yeah.
Because the people we're in partnership with are doing it.
Yeah.
So right now we can at least tag in with them.
Right.
So, but every one of us have that heart to want to do something. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So, now real quick I want to tell you this. God has a way of bringing increase. And he tells you how in Ephesians 4:16. When every joint supplies to the body, she goes, okay, here's the pastor part. When every joint supplies to the body, increase happens.
Yeah.
That is just the truth. When everyone makes their supply, growth comes. Amen?
Yeah.
And we do that pretty good around here. How do you make supply? By allowing the blessing to do its job in your life. Whatever it is, if you'll just let the blessing do its job, that's all you got to do. Just let, by faith, just let it do it. Just believe that God wants to bless you. And I think this next statement that I'm going to make is probably the biggest situation. You think you can't receive because of past mistakes. Well, I've been off the road for a while. Well, I want to change your focus. Obedience is more about following God than trying to be good. Just follow God. Just follow Him. Man, if you haven't tuned into Pastor Nancy, she's all about that this week. Learning to follow God. Just learning to listen to the Holy Ghost and follow God. Let peace be your umpire. Let peace show you which way to go.
Yeah.
It doesn't always have to be some kind of big audible voice that you heard. Or this, that, just what feels good to you, what doesn't feel good. She told the story about a husband and a wife, and he said, I'm going to buy that house. She said, I don't feel good about it. He said, I want that house. I'm going to buy that house. She said, I don't feel good about it. He said, I can afford it. The job I have, I can afford it. So they bought the house, and a week later, he lost his job. Everybody needs to feel good about it. It's not about want, church. It's about being led from the inside.
That's so good.
Wanting something can get you in a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
Desire is not always a leading. Am I right?
Yeah.
Amen. So, back to what I was saying. If we just learn to follow, we can avoid a lot of pitfalls. Mm-hmm. But it's not like this. You know, I've just been so bad, the blessing's probably cut off. Well, just get right on back up and say, you know what, from this moment on, I'm following God. Let's go. I messed up last night. I'm going on. I messed up this morning. Then go on. Go forward. Amen. And then there's this. God has generous provision for us if we will make our words agree with what He says. Proverbs 21:23 says, "He who guards his mouth and his tongue keeps himself from troubles." So big. Words of defeat tear up the crop. Our financial problems or situations don't change the Word of God. Stay on the Word.
Yeah.
If you need help, going to every person and crying for help and telling it is not going to help you. You got to get your faith out there. You may need to get someone to agree with you, but you better stop it rolling because it's going to go somewhere you don't want it to go. You're just sowing and sowing and sowing and sowing. And if you're sowing about a problem or a person, it's going to go off the wire. Okay. Y'all know this stuff. Now, so determine from the time you sow that you will not let the waiting season discourage you. So you're waiting. Don't get discouraged. You're blessed. Just let the blessing have its way, church. Let the blessing have its way. Just submit to the command. Okay. Bless me. Because if you bless me, I'm going to bless. Just do it. I'm going to have words to say. I'm going to have joy to give. Mm-hmm. Healing is present. Mm-hmm. The power to rebuke devils. Whatever it is that you need to help somebody with. Mm-hmm. It's on you.
Yeah.
The blessing is going to move this stuff out.
Yeah.
Now you take the prophecy. You're moving up now if you'll receive it. Just take the prophecy and go, all right, I'm going to accept this challenge. I'm not going to stay on this level with the blessing. I'm moving up in the blessing.
Yeah.
And whatever God tells me to do, I'm moving up in the blessing. I'm graduating. I'm moving up in the blessing. Yeah. I'm going to have more influence than I've ever had before. Through my words, through my finances, through my compassion, through my love. And there may be all kinds of instruction in there. But God's going to do it. Amen. So, I want to read you the next prophecy that came from the thermostats. It says, there are certain vacancies within the house that shall be filled, but it will not be in a normal place in a normal way, but you will be thrilled. I have a plan and the plan will come through. I have a plan and the plan is true. As you lift up your voices and you speak my name, as you lift up my voices and you build the frame, as you bring my face into the places I have said I would return to you my hand, I will do it by filling spaces. That's good. And so now put on your gear and be ready for miracles. Get your receiver out. It's time. It's time for glory. It's time for strength. It's time for, now listen to this, here he's going to traffic over into another lane here. It's time for grand and great travel in the earth. Tell them I will supply every need. I will supply every cent. I will even send more and more and give more. Now, some of you are not going to recognize this, but some of you are. At the place called McDowell, I shall place your name with the rest of them. Yeah, some of you got that. And you shall be known for an Israeli miracle that is coming to pass. In strength and wisdom, and you will see my hand open back to you for what you have sowed and what you have done. And the rhythm that and the rhythm that you have put forth in these things. For I told you when I started this thing today that your prayers have been on the table. He had spoken that to us earlier. And now, and know very well that I am able and I will do this thing even today. Things began to change. Get the picture in your thoughts that the king has gone and is looking through the records as he did in the day of Esther. And the spirit of Mordecai, who did so much for the kingdom, is on you now. Promotion. Mm-hmm. Now, here's that same thing with Abraham.
Yeah.
Bless if you bless, curse if you curse. What happened to Haman? He hung on the gallows he built. Come on, America. He hung on those gallows. And even, I don't know how many of you know this, but in the 40s when the, what are they called? The Nuremberg trials. It repeated itself. Mm-hmm. And those Nazi people that were going to do away, they were hung. Gives me chills to think about that. I mean, it repeat. Yeah. This is not the end. We're in the greatest awakening. And we've got to walk in an anointing and believe God. You're like, well, it looks like it's all going to hell in a handbasket to me. No. We are exposed. If we don't get all this out, we'd just be right back in the trash. It's all come to life. This thing's going to turn around. We're going to win the world and then we can leave.
Yeah. Yep. Amen.
Cause Jesus is coming.
Yes, he is.
You're like, well, I think we're in the tribulation already. I think we're not. I think we're in the Great Awakening because we were promised that.
Yeah.
Amen. So, and the king will not refuse you. He will dress you in his garments. He will bring you to the table and he will fulfill your destiny and your desires and put you on the top. And evidently there I said, whoo, because it got recorded. How many will take it? How many will truly come all the way in and do this? For I have given it to you. I have delivered it to you. Watch and see those who will take it and do it. Ha ha. Yeah. It's big. Thank you for it, Lord. Your hand is not waxed short, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Tongues. Lord, I call for the senders. I call for the senders. Lord, I call for the senders and what will be sent. Tongues. As representatives, take the mission. Bring in the face. When you confer the blessing, there will be a new power on it. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Take it. God does not waste words. This was not some fruity little thing that on a Sunday morning we had a nice little word. He's saying, come on. The anointing is increasing on your lives. It's increasing on your lives. Like, well, you know, I'm just back here listening. No. You're a child of the living God. And you need to wake up and know that God has something for you to do that's bigger than what you're doing right now. And particularly on Victory Church, that there's something bigger for us to do now corporately.
Yes.
And the devil has tried to play his hand in all sorts of way, and he lost.
Yeah.
And now the rest of us are pulling up our bootstraps, and we're going forward, and we're going to see God do what he's always wanted to do. Whoever comes, whoever goes, the plan does not change. God will fulfill the plan. Who's ever around you in your life, whoever, I was just talking about Pastor John being gone. It didn't change the plan.
No.
It didn't change the plan. It's still the same. It's absolutely the same. And I'm telling you, if you'll get out there and be the tip of the arrow, you're going to pull people in. But you have to become conscious of this church. You have to be thinking about it and look, not just go, man, that was a good word. I sure do hope this happens to me. That's not how it works. You're going to have to do what we did. We prayed into it. So I challenge you to pray into this. Pray into this and think about it and say, you know what? I'm going to increase. I'm going to do something different. I'm going to spend time with. I'm going to increase. I'm going to believe God. And you're going to walk to your door every day and look out and say, okay, where is it? What is it? You're going to be looking for it. Look for it. Just look for it. Look for the people. Look for what's going on. God wants to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Let's stand up. I want to confer the blessing on you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. There is no doubt about this. Father, in the name of Jesus, every one of these loved ones, every one of the family here, have been called to a new place. And they are going to, bless others because you're going to bless us on a new level. And so, Lord, we will, by blessing others, we will bring justice to the land, and we will see great provision and prosperity for each one of us. We're going to move out and move forward. We're going to see things change from the inside and things change from the outside. We can count on you, Lord, and you're going to give us a sign about the number 9. In the name of Jesus, I confer on you as a prophet of God. I declare today that you come up to another level and you begin to experience the blessing in a way like you never have before. Go forth in this. Wear this. Do this. And watch God open the doors in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Give God some glory. All right, if you'd be seated, we're going to receive the offering. And while we're doing that, I'm not going to give an offering word. I'm just going to go ahead, brothers, and start picking it up. And you can give via text message to BCHL and the amount you want to give, 73256. Click the link. Complete your gift. And I'm going to do two footnotes here. Number one, the word about McDowell, okay? Uh-huh. In case you don't know that, we've been partners with Sister Brim, Billy Brim, forever. And so we were involved. We actually went out to McDowell. She bought land in Israel. She's one of the few people that owns land in Israel, an American. You can go ahead and just pass it. And she has been believing to build a hotel and prayer center on this property. So in 2011, me and Deb and Debbie and Debbie and Carol Lee and 80 other people, Dottie, We all went a lot of, we still have those friends. They're just marvelous. But we all went, we went up there and we sowed a seed from Victory Church right there. So now, I mean, they have fought the good fight, but they're actually pouring the slabs. So, you're involved in that. That's a harvest you're going to get. Now, here's the good news. Susanna and Claudia are going with Miss Brim in December.
And Rhonda.
And Rhonda's going.
Yes.
And they're going to put their feet on that ground. So I'm believing we're going to send a new seed.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I'm really excited about that. So God said that's going to be a blessing that's going to come back and bless us. Because you know how it is when you bless Israel. So I just want to put that footnote on there so you believe. And man, I just heard somebody thought, well, I'll go to Israel and I didn't get anything out of it. Yeah, that's why.
Yeah.
You stop believing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Praise the Lord. So you better turn that believer back on. The other footnote is that we are going to Operation Shoebox. We're going to on a mission trip. Now, everybody listen, because if you're going, you need to tell us very soon. We're going to Guatemala, December the 1st through 9th, to Living Waters Ministries there. It's a whole campus, and we're going to pass out all those shoeboxes that we filled up. We're going to go from village to village and do that. The flights have to be booked by the individual. They're approximately $550 to $700. The trip amount for where you're going to stay and everything is $750. The deadline, September 24th, with a $100 deposit. And we'll remind you of this a couple times. October 18th, the remaining balance needs to be in. The flight schedule needs to be submitted to the Living Waters. And then there's some other details on here. But that is, if you're going on this trip, we need to know. There's 7 people going so far. And you guys can just send us, that's fine. But if you want to go, you can go. But you got to be tough because it's not going to be, sitting around eating grapes. We're going to be jumping in and out and working and so. But you're welcome to come if you want to come. But so these are the two sins we're going to do. We're going to send these guys, and we're going to send us guys or whoever's going. Amen. So God's got, so be believing now that you're in a higher place. Be believing God for a gift to give to these things. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. It's going to be good. Okay. Let me see if I did Danny's job right. Yep. Okay. That's all of it. Oh, no, no. No prayer for the thermostats here, okay, on Tuesday. Thermostats, you got that? We will not meet here. You absolutely need to get online and watch us on Thursday, because you're going to get the most beautiful view that you have ever seen. Because we are going to come to you from the Virgin Islands. So, me and Deb and Danny and Jordan are going to go down there, and we're going to be doing some praying for the church, and also in a nice place, huh? And we're going to pray for the islands. Smith Wigglesworth said that in the end days, the islands of the sea would be the last to come in. And Brother Copeland started talking about the islands, and so we had been praying about this. And actually on thermostats, we got a word, go to the center, go to the center, go to the center. Well, St. John is the center of all the thousand virgins there, those islands. And so God picked that. We're going. And so we kind of get to do two things. Pray real good and live real good.
Yeah.
So we're doing that Abraham thing, right?
Right?
Praise the Lord. So be sure and tune in so you can see us. I can't promise any other days, but Tuesday we will be right there. Am I right? Okay, let's see. September 2nd is cleaning day at the church. Okay? We're going to clean because on the, is it the 9th or the 10th? Whatever the next weekend is our anniversary. 21 years old. And Brandon Holler's going to be here. So we're going to be really excited to have Pastor Brandon. He has been in my life since he was a little kid. And just like Art and Patty. So we're going to be excited to see him. He's a great pastor, a great apostle. So be sure and put that on your calendar so we can fill the house when Pastor Brandon's going to be here. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a blessing. And we're just going to keep our faith out there. We're going to fill our bass player spot and some of the other spots that need to be filled, children's church, things like that. We're going to get it done. Amen? Okay, let's stand up. Thank you, Jesus. God is good. Thank you, Lord, for healing everybody's body. Thank you for giving everybody strength. Those that are so sleepy, in the name of Jesus, give them great sleep tonight.
Amen.
In Jesus' name, thank you for it, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for the epic saves from the fires today.
Yes, thank God for putting the fires out today.
Thank you, Lord.
Those firemen were in it quick. Thank you, Lord, for it. And I thank God that the wind wasn't blowing.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. All lives are okay. Yes. Debbie had family on Maui.
Yes.
And God protected them. Thank you, Jesus. He always protects us. Thank you, Jesus. All hearts and minds clear? Father, we thank you that we're the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath. Blessing is overtaking us today. We're blessed in the city. We're blessed in the field. Everything we put our hands to do prospers. And Father dear, as we go out of here, we thank you that we are no longer victims, but victors in Jesus' name. Amen.